Yes.
Oh, that was good. That was good. And this is another one.
No.
That was good. That was good. Here's another one. Oh, that was good. Oh, he'll like that one a lot. Let's do this one. He burps a lot.
I can't burp on cue.
Oh, he does.
It's one of my failings as an actress.
He burps a lot. Okay, we'll end with this one then here.
Big Fatty online.
Big Fatty online.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Big Fatty, you're free to use that clip. Mm-hmm. And that's our podcast. Oh, by the way, I should properly pump him out. You can find him online at bigfattyonline.com. And remember to type the online. Bigfatty.com is entirely different.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. And you can find him on iTunes at Big Fatty Online.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, that was good. Oh, he'll like that one a lot. Let's do this one.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1347 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about sports ball and the state of the station. Yes! Hello, blusters! Big Fatty, I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I am going to tell you, Sunday night and all day on Monday, the wind has been blowing like nobody's business. Like nobody's business, y'all. I mean, it has been a blustery. Y'all, I felt like a Christopher Robin. Big Fatty, how about Winnie the Pooh? You smelled like poo. Anyway, anyway, y'all, blustery day. And y'all, it's going into the 30s, according to the rat. According to the rat. Remember, you can go see the rat. They stream that live. Y'all, blustery day. I don't know if it was snow or blusteriness up there in the New York. Y'all, so nice to name it twice. Larry Claus, flight on the Aeroplano, which of course we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano. Y'all, it was canceled. He was supposed to be back in Charleston about 5:45 p.m. in the afternoon. And, I don't think he was leaving until about 5 p.m. in the afternoon from New York. And he had a direct flight going up and had to go through Hatlanta on the way back. And I don't think he's going to be back in town until near the end of the dancing. Y'all, I'll have to put that on the VRC. let's see, what else was I going to say? Brand Freddy, y'all, I know that most of you are not watching, the sports ball. But y'all, I got to tell you something. There's a team that is playing the sports ball, and y'all, it is Florida, Gulf Coast University, FGCU. And y'all, this is only the second year they have been eligible to participate in the NCAA tournament. And y'all, they won their conference. And y'all, it's evidently the school is only like 6 or 8 years old. And y'all, they won their conference, and they're just playing. It is what athletics ought to be about. They're just having fun. Yes, they're playing to win, but you can tell they're playing with heart. And y'all, they were ranked in their bracket, and I know all this is Chinese to most of you, but in their in each bracket, there are 16 teams, and there are four different brackets, okay? And there's some play-in games to get to that 16 sometime. But anyway, it's basically 16 teams. They were, and they're ranked from the best to the worst amongst those 16 teams. Well, they were ranked 15th. And so, like, the best first team plays the 16th team, and the second best team plays the 15th team, and the third best plays the 14th, and the, you know, and so on. And, you know, then they advance. Well, y'all, Florida Gulf Coast University was ranked 15th. And, y'all, they beat the second-ranked team. And then on Sunday, y'all, they beat San Diego State. I don't know if Dr. Stone had had any connection with San Diego State or not. But anyway, y'all, they had beat them. And the players from the San Diego State came over and were shaking their hands. And it was not one of those forced things. They were just, you know, you could see they were going and saying, y'all just go and tear it up. Just go for the gold. And y'all, this is the first time in the 75-year history of the NCAA that a 15th-ranked team has ever made it to what they call the Sweet 16. You know, that, and that I've mentioned this before. That is not have anything to do with those powdered sugar donuts. But y'all, it's just an indicator of what sports used to be. And you know, nowadays it's just become so commercialized, and everything is about the almighty dollar. And y'all, and another thing that the reason I'm mentioning this is it's leading up to something. Big Fatty, thank goodness! I thought you were just going to ramble on about the tournament, but anyway, y'all, Friday night on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, who was Bob Schieffer was substituting for him on Friday night. But y'all, at the last thing they do on Friday nights, y'all, there used to be a man named Charles Kuralt. I don't know if any of you know who he is or not, but he would go on the road in a Winnebago, and y'all, evidently he had mistresses or different wives in every town or something like that. I don't know, but anyway, I'm not going to get into that, but Charles Kuralt on the road with Charles Kuralt. And, you know, he would, you know, he'd come on the radio or the TV and go, there's a mule in Iowa that can play the banjo. I'm Charles Kuralt, CBS News. And y'all, it's just this nonsense thing. And nowadays they have a younger guy, Steve Hartman. He used to do a segment on the CBS News called Everybody Has a Story. And y'all, what he'd do, he'd take a dart and he'd throw it over his shoulder, and it would hit a map of the U.S. of A. And he would then go to that town, find the phone book in that town, and randomly pick a name out of the phone book, and he would go and find that person and find out what their story was. Well, anyway, and I used to love that. I thought that was a great segment. And there's, you know, I'm sure each and every one of you has a story you could tell also. But nowadays, they've kind of put Steve Hartman into this On the Road with Steve Hartman. And it's kind of going back to just tell good human interest stories is what it is. And on Friday night, they repeated one, but y'all, they repeated it because the basketball tournament is going on. And y'all, I'm gonna put a link to the report in today's show notes, because y'all, I want each and every one of you to go on to the www. And I want you to click on this link, and I want you to watch this, because y'all, it's just one of those stories that makes you feel good. And there's a follow-up to it, but I'll wait and tell you about that tomorrow. just so I don't kind of spoil it for you. Anyway, I want each and every one of you to go over there and watch this story. It's a kind of a sports ball story, but y'all, I want you to go over there and watch it, because it's just, yes, Big Fatty, we got it. Now please move forward. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Sunday night we had State of the Station, and we had a little quick suits meeting prior to going on the air, and y'all, I want to just tell everybody that we've worked a few things out, and you know, it's still early, and I know that, but anyway, we worked a few things out, and well, you got to remember, everybody that's doing this, we're all volunteers, okay? There is life beyond doing all this stuff, so your patience is appreciated. And Adam is going to update the website, and he's going to get the two State of the Stations posted for those who couldn't be there. And y'all, we're not going to start talking about the June event until the end of May. So don't get your panties in a wad or get too anxious about that. The June event, which is going to be kind of the old school Pride 48 from locations all over the world, is going to be the 21st through the 23rd of June, and then the September event is the 6th through the 8th, and it's only going to be shows that are out there in Las Vegas. We're not going to try to fill the hours with shows elsewhere. So anyway, be on the lookout over at Pride 48. Yes, McFaddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got a message. I got a message from that Kim Beaver saying that Big Fatty was some sort of yes, Big Fatty, spit it out. International celebrity. So y'all, that of course means that there's something over at the lodge, and y'all, I've got to go over here. I'm gonna go over here right now. I'm gonna look at it as I'm by the way, y'all, did you see my new glasses, my new specs over there on the BFO? That Moose P said that I'm gonna look hot in them, and y'all, all I got to say is Moose P probably needs to get his eyes checked. Yes, because oh dear God. Y'all, can you tell I've arrived at the lodge? Y'all, Big Fatty is the grumpy cat, and it says, "Dear Gussie, is it just me, or has the grumpy cat, new glasses?" And y'all, I think. Lord, y'all, if you don't have access to the lodge, y'all, you need to get it. Let's just see. That Hat M has already been over there. He says, "Ha ha, this is so grumpy fat. Big Fatty, he's a Mexican." But y'all, that is lovely. The grumpy fat cat. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Yeah, I guess y'all, if we're going to look at pictures, we might as well go on over there to Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, thank you to everyone who contributed to more than 800 posts over there at Spot and Big Fatty, to include Mike Perry. You know, he's got a picture over there, and it says, "We all know that the fat one was an extra in Forrest Gump, but did you know he was also an extra in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds?" And y'all, Big Fatty is on there. Y'all, he's being attacked by all these carrier pigeons, y'all. But, of course, Big Fatty weighs too much. They can't carry Big Fatty. And, y'all, speaking of animals, that Hat M, speaking of crazy Mexicans, that Hat M Is Spotted Big Fatty on the cover of a book? And it says, "You mean all are." And it says, the title of the book is "Most People Are Pussies" by Dr. Fatty. Big Fatty, he's right. All people are pussies. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, now, y'all, and I'm caught up. I'm caught up over that Spot and Big Fatty. So, y'all, unless people have sent some stuff in and old Spot and Crazy is just, you know, just dragging his feet, you know, I guess I'm all caught up for right now. Yes! Y'all, one of the things that also came up on State of the Station, and this will affect some of you, and it may affect quite a few of you. Evidently the hosting company for Pride 48, and y'all remember this is testicle inflammation, so I may not get it quite right, but they're changing the identifier for Pride 48 on their server. It's going to be a different number or something like that, and it means that your ways of listening to Pride 48 may stop working. And, y'all, one of those ways is the BFO app. And, you know, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the SATA 69. Y'all, he was he and Cindy, they were playing with the BFO app and you know, if you go over there to listen to Pride 48, some of that it may stop working. I've got to try to get in touch with that Stephen the Uck. Y'all, that is what is that? That is a Asian solid with some rotisserie chicken. Yes, and see if we can get the new thingamabob into the BFO app. Y'all, I don't know if it's going to be possible or not, but I can promise you one thing, and that is I will try. anyway, that's that. And for those that are going to be or for those that do the live little shows over there at Pride 48, it's going to affect your way to connect to the stream. I think one of those numbers in there will change, but we don't have the new number yet from what I understand. So anyway, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but there's a changeover period. So if things are a little amok here for the next week or so, then just hang in there. Of course, you can always listen by going over to the Pride 48 and clicking on one of those little icons up there at the top, and they'll show you how to connect for different ways and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, I'm not trying to be an alarmist or anything, but that just came up, and I don't know that testicle stuff about any. Oh dear, I see. Well, y'all, I guess I'll be heading to see get Larry Cly at the Aereo Puerto. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, it appears on the calendar that Passover is well underway. So y'all, get your Mogan David and your matzo ball soup ready. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Y'all, my grand fatty used to keep a container of Mogan David. And he wasn't even Jewish. Big Fatty, that's just crazy. So anyway, Scott and Cindy, any final words today?
Oh, that was good. He'll like that one a lot. Let's do this one.
Oh, yes, I just love it when you talk about me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.